So it sounds like this defense is this crazy bunch of blitzing, and no, I'm just kidding. You said you're doing some different stuff though, but to help kind of help the defensive line because they're also new.
Definitely, I think in order to help those guys out up front, that's what it's going to take. Is, you know, with the experience we have in the back seven, that, you know, we're going to have to be the leaders and, you know, help those guys out and, you know, change a few things to complement that. And you know, I think it's going pretty well here in the spring.
There's a lot of talk of press coverage with the corners. How does that change your? I mean, obviously we know what it means for them. What does that mean for you?
Oh, it makes my job a whole lot easier for both the safeties. When you got those two guys out there that can, you know, lock down pretty much anybody, you know, they throw out there, and it makes my job a whole lot easier. You know, I can focus on coming down into the run a little more with not having to worry about those two receivers out wide. So, having Micah and BJ out there, it makes my job a lot easier.
How's Nico come along back there with you?
Oh, yeah, he's gaining ground, definitely. You know, I think this spring is, you know, definitely what he needs is to get in there and get some reps. And, you know, with the experience of, you know, me and, you know, Micah and other guys back there, I think that'll help him out a lot, too, is we can kind of guide him on what he needs to be doing. And, you know, I think he's made a lot of progress this spring.
How much of a comfort level has there been for you after, you know, going through the season that you had last year where you kind of got your opportunity and then now you made the most of it?
Yeah, I think it's, it's made things easier, but, you know, you can't be satisfied with where I'm at. You know, I always got to be getting better and learning, you know, new things, especially with some of the new things we've been putting in. So, I feel comfortable back there, but, I'm never satisfied with that.
What's it like covering CJ? He's 6'7", 265 pounds. I think you run into him a little bit up there. What's that like? It's like basketball.
It's tough. You know, you just gotta play it the best you can, trust your technique, and he's one in a million. You know, you don't see those kind of guys very often. So it's you gotta do the best you can, and I'm glad he's on our team.
How do you bring him down? I mean, what's the key if you were?
It's all gang tackling. Is, you know, you can't rely on one guy to bring him down because it's chances of that are very slim. So that's where all 11 guys have to be running the ball when he catches it, and I think we've done a nice job of that.
What would it be like? You know, we've talked about press coverage for the last few weeks, but the other team's in press coverage and they're up against him. Does he get the first punch?
Oh yeah, he uses his body well,
yeah.
And it's going to be tough for anybody to guard him, and you know, people are going to have to plan for him, and that's the great thing about him being on our team is he's a even they might have to use more than one guy to cover him, which is an advantage for us. So I think that's good, and it just helps our defense out that much more getting to see a guy like him in practice every day, and it's good for us.
Is the press coverage, is it so much where you have a green light to watch run first, or is it you always have to be back?
You know, not as a safety. You know, your first responsibility is always pass first. You know, you can't always rely, and guys are going to make mistakes.
Right.
You know, that happens, and that's part of football. So You can't just have a green light for being a run first type player. So I can't do that, but it definitely makes my job a lot easier. You know, being able to get my reads a lot faster for the run and even for the pass. You know, knowing I don't have to worry about those guys as much out there, but definitely with the press, it makes things a lot easier.
So how have the safeties aligned this year? Is there less too deep? Is Nico closer in line of scrimmage?
I think, in some instances, it all depends on the down and distance.
I'm sorry, you too.
Yeah, I mean, he's even, just some things, getting me down into the box, some more, things like that. Just subtle changes, nothing big, but, it's just some subtle changes that he thinks we have the opportunity with the guys that we have in the back end to, being able to be a little more aggressive.
I'm sorry, it makes you guys kind of an under defense right now, or am I getting that wrong?
That's what we've always been.
Okay.
That was our base. That's what we've always been.
Okay.
So
still with us.
So yeah, that's what we are, the same philosophy that we've always had before. It's just some things are a little different, and I think you'll get a chance to see that.